Okay, our next speaker before the lunch is Professor Lely van den Nijn, professor here at UCSD. And all of us are here today is because of her. She will set up now the goals and our objectives for this workshop. And after the lunch, we are going to work in three technical sessions. Lely is going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lely.
You're welcome. So I just kind of wanted to set the stage of what the discussions will be like in the afternoon, sort of to give you what we consider some of our goals for this workshop. We're very grateful that so many of you have, as Jorge said, have come and are dedicating your Saturday to talk about what we consider a very important issue. And already, as Dave said, you know, getting people from diverse backgrounds together is just a wonderful thing. And I hope that this effort will allow us to all get together and continue these discussions as needed. So, you know, I'm going to very briefly talk about why are we conducting this planning scenario. We've already mentioned a lot of these things. Also, what are the needs? And again, even Heidi in her introduction talked about sort of the needs and scenarios. So I'm not going to spend too much time on this because we've done that. And then focus more on what we consider our goals, just a, you know, a subset of what could be some of the goals and outcomes of this workshop. And then describe the technical sessions and sort of the format of the afternoon. And then we can have lunch. So, you know, why are we conducting this scenario? Well, you can see there have been very successful efforts in many cities around the United States. And what makes this one so special is that it's across a border. And I think there's great excitement from both sides to make this happen, more than the 1991 where we sort of talked about a scenario where we went towards Mexico, but we didn't engage with the right technical people in Mexico to bring the information and make it relevant on both sides of the border and the impact that it would have. So a scenario obviously is a great way to collectively bring in different stakeholders and different expertise to solve a problem. And as David said, you know, part of it is that we all start talking the same language and we get on the same page about what, you know, how we communicate these things and to what our audience. You know, communicating to a second grade class is different than communicating to a public official. We need to all be on the same page about that. It will help us identify, obviously, the flaws and the strengths in our system. So we already heard that the water system has some plans in place, which is a great thing to hear about, but not something that many people know about. So, you know, it's an opportunity for us to publicize what's already being done in San Diego, as well as, you know, it's not all negative. It's all the good things that are happening in our community and in Tijuana and Ensenada. The scenario document can serve as an advocacy tool. Again, like I said, if done correctly, we will engage with stakeholders, we will make an impact, and most importantly, we start talking to decision makers and getting them involved in this, you know, hopefully that what the work that we put into this that will actually create an impact with the right people. So again, we had something in 1990, we're building off on this. I think this, like someone mentioned, it's an ongoing collaboration, it's an ongoing effort. And I'm glad that we're convening the right people together, but hopefully it won't take 8 years for us to do this, but, because I'm not sure I can last that long, but it is an opportunity to get something started and continue to evolve and you know, set different milestones as we go and continue to improve as our resources become, our tools become stronger. So for example, in 1990, there wasn't HAZUS, you know, and now we're talking about utilizing these types of tools. And I'm sure in 10 years, they're going to be even better. So this is an ongoing iterative process. So what are our needs? We've already mentioned this over many times. Community involvement. And I'll tell you that even generating interest on this for this particular workshop, I mean, we had our small group of people who went out there and tried to reach our contacts in different agencies. And I would say a good handful did not even respond to any of our requests. And so, you know, we have to keep working at it. We're relying on this community to help identify more people that would be contacts that they have to bring into this effort. Okay. So it's reaching the right people, it's leveraging the professional societies and other people who are already doing earthquake safety. getting stakeholder buy-in, and then having, you know, you had a steering committee that had, you know, having a compatible team that works well together. And it's really important that you have people who, their heart is in it, they're going to put the effort. We want to bring in people who are willing to put some time into this and stay with it, you know. Even though people will come and go, there needs to be a core that's really engaged in this effort. So keep it simple, okay? Again, involve policymakers. There's a lot of repetition here. And again, the ending thing, this is a living document. So it needs to be able to adapt as more information becomes available, okay? So our goals for this particular workshop, obviously, we want to identify lessons from past scenario efforts and identify things that worked for them that we can leverage and take advantage of, and maybe areas and gaps that we felt in those other scenarios that we need to build upon or include. And Diane did a good job setting the stage, and she didn't have, you know, she had a short presentation, but she spent a lot of time looking at the different efforts, and so we provided some of that technical information in your packet. Because we don't want to reinvent the wheel. We want to build on what's already been done and make it even better. Again, the goal of this workshop is to engage with stakeholders that are here and identify your requirements. So I think the last discussion was a good starting point. By all means, we have a lot more we can do. We want to discuss the major issues related to three technical areas. Diane talked about this in the shakeouts, that they organized their documents in more than these areas, but these were the three main technical areas, I guess, and that's geologic hazards and geotechnical engineering. So what is the design or the scenario earthquake that we are going to build this scenario around? Buildings, lifelines, and infrastructure. So, you know, that includes everything, the built environment, the utilities, you know, and what, you know, what are the things that we want to include in our scenario? What was done in 1990, there was not a lot of quantitative analysis there. So now that we have more resources out there, how can we look at what we have in the inventory of buildings that we have in San Diego? What can we do with that information in order to assess risk and impact? And then the last one is the social and economic impacts. And, you know, it's one thing for us I'm an engineer, for us to be pleased with our analysis and our assessment, but it's another thing to actually make an impact in society and tying in how an earthquake will impact people and our economy is how we're going to get people to listen to what we're doing. Okay, so I think actually of the three, that might even be the most important part of our effort and the one that I know the least about, and I'm hopeful to get more people involved who have expertise in that. Now, one of the things that I talk a lot about San Diego, the San Diego region, you know, remember this is a multinational effort here, okay? And so this is a real partnership or a marriage, like Diane said. And so we want to discuss what are the implications across the border? How do we get a similar effort or a collaborative effort going on so that we can build on the resources that you guys have in Ensenada and Tijuana and versus what we have here? And, you know, the example that I think Tony may mention is that, you know, we talk about hazards, but hazards stops at the border. And so we need to see what we can do to talk about what the risk is across the border and see what tools that you guys have in Mexico that we can leverage. The ultimate goal is to, you know, I'm if you guys know me, I don't like to come to meetings and then just talk and then leave and have no action plan or no strategy. You know, to me, I think our time here is going to be useful and there's going to be great discussions, but I do want to come out with sort of a path forward. What are the next steps? And so that's one of the goals of the workshop in the end, is say, okay, how do we move forward to make this happen? And included in that is getting people here to sign up to be involved or to identify people out in the community that they think would be good partners to recruit. Okay, so that's a huge thing about this workshop, is that when you guys go away, that, you know, whether you have the time or not, but that you obviously are spending the time here, you must be interested in this effort. And how can we get you involved? It might not be 4,000 hours of your time, might be just a handful, or it might be that you want to, you think it's important that your company is involved and you may identify a particular person that may participate. So that's one of the things we would like. So we do ultimately want to end this with some technical working groups. And we need to identify leaders of those working groups. We need to identify what is the how often you're going to meet, what's the method of meeting. It was told that perhaps, we have a centralized steering committee. We haven't quite identified sort of our management plan, but that we would coordinate the efforts from these different working groups and bring it all together. Jorge nominated me. I'm nominating Jorge. I think in general, EERI San Diego, we have a good core group here that's very interested in this effort. So I think we will be able to come up with a plan to coordinate this and then get more people on that steering committee if that's the approach we want to take. I personally don't think it's one person who can do this. I certainly can't dedicate all my time to this. But I'm very interested in this effort, and I think we can come up with a good steering committee that has the right expertise from the social, the insurance, the economic aspects, as well as the geotechnical and the hazards and the structures. We also have to talk a little bit about the time frame. I mean, every time Dave says 8 years, that my eyes open and say, wow, that's a long time. So what is a realistic time frame? What are some milestones? What are some things we have to accomplish throughout? I mean, and then, these repeated workshops to keep the momentum going. We need to talk a little bit about what our roadmap will be and how we're going to implement this. And then finally, Heidi brought up some issues about funding, okay, funding mechanisms, and that $50,000 mark. But that really what we are hoping for is to leverage volunteer hours. I mean, it's people who are interested in it. But there are certainly areas that we can, put some resources to, maybe someone who can help us with a hazard assessment, or someone who can manage the effort through the technical writing. And I personally think we need someone who's got expertise in media relations, because I don't have that. So identifying someone who's really going to get this word out in the right way, or a graphic designer who can help them. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to tell you, we had a media relations consultant come in and give the whole team half days worth of training.
Cool.
It was amazing.
So possibly get someone to come in and train us how to do media relations, which would be good. Great. So that's really our overall goals of the workshops and outcomes. The three technical sessions, and they're in your agenda, and because of illnesses and things, the panels and the presenters are all changing. So we are going to have the first technical discipline discussion after lunch. It's going to be about the geologic hazards. It's really to help sort of set the stage for what our design or scenario earthquake is going to be. We'll have a presentation from Tom Rockwell. He'll put something out there and open it up for us to discuss and see, obviously I do not think that our discussion is going to result in we've got our design earthquake and we're ready to go. It just starts to set the stage of what we need to do and identify people who are willing to be involved in helping refine that. The second technical discipline is the buildings, lifelines, and infrastructure. And so we will start with a presentation by Tony Court. And we have a lot of people who are on the panel that can help facilitate the discussion. In all of these breakout sessions or technical discussion sessions, we do have some questions or discussion points that we've already brainstormed ourselves to get the ball rolling, but clearly it's open-ended and we want to hear what people think in these different areas and generate some ideas. It's our brainstorming sessions. And then the last one are the social and economic impacts. And Ali has graciously yesterday, late in the day, just agreed to at least spearhead some, start the discussions with just some comments on some of the impacts. So again, we're going to provide some discussion points, but we just want to hear from you. Anything goes, and we'll be taking notes similar to the last session. So, are we ready? Mine was short. Is it ready?
Any questions for Lenny?
Do you have a question or a comment? Yes.
Several years ago, I was helping them set up what was called the Border Work Bench here at UCSDU. You can look at that.
The Border Work Bench?
Yeah, they were trying to put together GIS, which would cover the San Diego-Tijuana border area.
Enrique, are you aware of that? I'm not aware of that ever. Was it through Scripps?
It was here up at campus, but Steve Miller, Scripps was part of
which year? Which year?
Carolyn.
I was looking at USGS a couple years ago, and I was working at USGS a couple years ago and doing a cross-border geological 3D presentation and managed to combine a lot of GIS data sets from San Diego area with some geological data sets from Mexico and made a 3D geological model of the area, including faults.
Great.
But it was never published.
Now's your opportunity to get it published. Right?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Any other question or comment?
Yes, Bumpy. I missed Mark Legg's point. Could you say that again, Mark?
Well, the point was the border workbench was supposed to be a GIS, which would cover socioeconomic and all the sort of things that the two cities could use for planning and emergency or whatever. And it was a great idea, and I don't know whatever happened to it.
Border workbench?
Border workbench. And it was up here, upper campus. I know that they did make a 3D model of the upper. I'd be much better to me, but it seemed like the ideal framework that this proved could use.
Google it.
Probably
Google.
Google. It doesn't exist unless Google says it does.
All right. Any other question? Comment? Okay. Thank you, Lily. We are going to follow your instructions after the lunch.